A restaurant kitchen is a noisy place. Knives chop, blenders run, and food processors whir and whine in the background. But in a raw foods restaurant kitchen, some sounds are missing. No hot oil splatters, no water boils. Indeed, there is no sound of cooking at all. Raw foodists do not eat anything heated above 112 degrees Fahrenheit because they believe cooking destroys nutrients in foods, though they sometimes do warm or dehydrate things up to that temperature. Those who follow a raw foods diet eat raw vegan food, raw vegetables, fruit, grains, and nuts. The raw foods diet has been around for more than a century, but recently it has become trendy and gained many followers. The movement got a boost when celebrities such as Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore joined it. Now, there are raw foods restaurants in many areas of the U.S. and around the world, and many raw foods cookbooks too, or rather, uncookbooks. This is Jane Liao reporting for Science Notes, and I'm a foodie who eats just about everything. I was puzzled as to why raw foodists would want to follow such a restrictive diet, and if raw food is just another name for carrot sticks on a plate. I went to La Vie, a restaurant in Santa Cruz that serves raw food, to find out. I asked owner Yayen Ganawan to tell me the benefits of a raw foods diet. What's so bad about cooking food anyway?
When you cook your food, you lose the nutrition and the enzyme in it. So, you know, you're not really eating for nutrition. But in raw food, because it hasn't gone over 112 degrees, so you still have a lot of nutrition in it.
Do you think you're a raw foodist?
No, not at all. I'm far from it. It's quite a lifestyle to become a raw foodist, and I admire them, but I love food.
You heard that right. The owner of this raw foods restaurant doesn't strictly follow a raw foods diet. Yayen does eat mostly raw foods during the hotter months of the year, but she can't help craving hot food in the winter. At La Vie, I also met the head chef of the restaurant. If the owner Yayen isn't a strict raw foodist, surely her head chef must be. Why else would he be working in a raw foods kitchen?
Hi, my name's Chris Howe. I'm the head chef of the Café La Vie raw vegan vegetarian restaurant in Santa Cruz, California.
Are you a vegetarian yourself?
I'm not actually a vegetarian. I do like vegetarian foods, but I have a blood type that kind of craves meat anyway.
What drew you to be a chef in this raw foods restaurant if you like meat so much?
I was kind of interested to learn more about vegetarian and vegan foods in particular because I come from a classic French background, so it's very much butter and cream.
What was the hardest thing then about going from that type of culinary world into a raw foods restaurant?
The hardest thing is probably the lack of butter, because when making a lot of sauces, you always add a little bit of butter at the end of it, and that coagulates and makes the sauce thick. So I've been trying to find different substitutes for thickening agents and, you know, creating delicious sauces as well.
So if food is so good for you raw, then why can't we just wash it off and just throw it on a plate?
Boredom is probably the easiest answer to that question. I mean, you're soon going to get sick of eating carrots and cucumbers just plain. When you bring things together, they react from each other. You know, this flavor complements that flavor and brings out more. And before you know it, you're not actually tasting the original thing you created. You're tasting something completely different.
Apparently, a raw foods chef does have much more to do than just arranging carrot sticks on a plate. Besides using different knife skills, the blender, and various food processors, Chris has also learned how to use another essential tool in the La Vie kitchen.
One of the pieces of equipment that I never knew about before I came here is a dehydrator, which essentially just runs by a fan at a constant temperature of like 108 degrees, essentially evaporates all the moisture from the thing. So that enables you to create all kinds of crackers and with seeds and stuff.
So let's say that I gave you a carrot. What could you do to make it an appetizing raw foods dish?
I always like carrots julienne, which are a long matchstick. If you slice a carrot, so it's in rings or baton it, it tastes different to if you julienne it, because when you're julienning it, you're cutting it into a much more smaller piece and you're releasing more of the sugars and more of the sweetness. So I'd probably julienne it, small touch of salt and pepper, a little bit of olive oil, and then you're going to be left with an almost spaghetti-like carrot thing, and then maybe add some sliced raw almonds to it, or maybe even some grapes. Grapes and carrots work very well, or raisins, sultanas.
Chris is flexing his creative muscles here at La Vie, and the results are appetizing. From raw hummus hors d'oeuvres to raw chocolate desserts, the food he makes is tasty and much more complicated than I imagined raw food to be. Though this foodie won't be turning raw foodist, I'm looking forward to sampling more of what this cuisine has to offer. For Science Notes, I'm Jane Liao.